Up first on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. Rutgers visits Kansas on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on FSN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open the call for questions.
Yeah, appreciate everyone being on. Really disappointed about our Saturday's performance. It was the opening Big Ten game. Played a very, very good Ohio State football team that played well and executed well, and we did not, and didn't play the way we needed to make it a competitive game or even give ourselves a chance to play to win. But we're excited to move on and get back into non-conference play. We had great meetings on Sunday. We'll have great practice today and looking forward to going to play Kansas and getting out and playing better football. So with that, we'll go ahead and take questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open it up now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in queue following two prompts, we will conclude the coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from Bill Bender with Sporting News.
Hey, Coach. Good morning.
Hey, Bill.
You got to see it firsthand last week with game planning for a defensive end like Nick Bosa. How difficult is that? I mean, obviously you're familiar with him and his brother, especially a defensive end of that caliber. What does that do during the week for game planning for that?
Well, first of all, he's a great player. Plays with a high motor, great fundamentals, technique. He's got a lot of different moves in his toolbox that he can use from a pass rush standpoint. He's not just a pass rusher. He's very good on the run also. And when you play a defensive end like that, that can change the game. You do have to be aware of him. You got to be creative, one, in how you're going to try to protect the quarterback and make sure that he doesn't ruin every pass attempt by getting to the quarterback. And then the other one, just how you're going to block him in a run game too. So there's a lot that goes into it when you play a difference maker like him, who I would consider one of the best players in the country. And there are a lot of challenges that go into it offensively, both in the run game and pass game.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question comes from the line of James Cratch with NJ.com.
Hey, Chris, I just want to ask you, obviously 2 games in, Adam Korsak's gotten a good amount of work so far. How pleased have you guys been with what he's given you in terms of limiting returns and kind of positioning his kicks?
Well, to start, it's not a position that we want to get a lot of work with. We'd rather be on the field scoring points versus punting. But overall, Adam has done a good job in the first 2 games. He is a different style of punter. He's an Australian punter, and it's more about placement than it is, you know, your high spiral type of traditional punt, and he's done a good job with that. Does he need to do better and be more consistent? Yes. We had a couple kicks Saturday that were more low-line drive types right down the middle of the field, which we do not want, and we don't want those types of punts. But for a true freshman, that's what he is, a true freshman that has punted in 2 games. I thought he's handled himself exceptionally well. He's made some really good punts. He's had some good placement on a couple of his punts. And as we continue to go and he develops and becomes more comfortable with what we need him to do, he'll even be better. I think he's a really good punter. He's got a unique skill set. He does awesome in practice. You just got to continue to get more comfortable and gain confidence in games.
I guess another special teams question. I know you guys caught a few kickoff returns against Ohio State. Is that something you kind of lean toward using, or is that just maybe a game-by-game situation?
Well, I mean, it's obviously the new rule, and I think it's a rule that you can take advantage of to help you in field position. And there's a lot of factors that go into deciding whether you're going to fair catch or not. One, you know, the confidence you have in your kickoff return team and the matchup versus the kickoff coverage team. And even more so, I look at the ability of the opponent's kicker. Does he get good hang time? Does he get good placement where there's not a lot of room to run it out? There's a lot that goes into it. But we give our returner the flexibility to make a decision to fair catch or return it a lot based on that type of kick that takes place out on the field. You know, we can't dictate or determine what type of kick we're going to see, and we're not going to go out there and just say we're going to fair catch everything. You know, so there's some strategy to it, but there's also some decision-making based off of what the returner thinks is best, no different than a punt returner would have to do. And we have a lot of faith and confidence in Raheem Blackshear to do that for us.
Thanks, Chris.
Your next question comes from Brian Forsica at 247 Sports.
Hey, Chris. I know you mentioned there was no long-term injuries in your press conference yesterday, but I'm curious what Olokunle Fatukasi's status is. It looked like he took a pretty hard knee to the helmet on kickoff coverage.
Yeah, he made a really good tackle on a kickoff coverage, got a pin him tackle, but was helped off the field. He's like a lot of the other players. He's day-to-day, and we'll see how he progresses here through the week on whether he'll be available for Saturday or not. Right now we feel really good about the majority of our players. It's after week two, and we got a bunch of guys that are day-to-day, but as you go through the season, you know, that's typical. You know, you play a physical game on Saturday, you got bumps and bruises, you got to work through them, and sometimes Tuesday's a little bit slower as you get back into it. So, but he's day-to-day, and again, we'll see where he's at the end of the week.
Thanks, Chris.
Your next question comes from Leo Haggerty of ITS Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, Coach. After your first two games, what's the biggest concern you still have about your football team?
Well, it's still the unknowns about our football team. We played two different type of teams. We played Texas State that we felt like we controlled the game from start to finish, which we should have. And then we played a very good Ohio State team that's in the top five, and we didn't look very good. There's still some unknowns really about where our football team's at. We're somewhere in between, you know, those two games. We got to find out exactly what we have. My biggest concern of our football team is just our depth and injuries as you go through the season. That's the biggest thing. We have a bunch of young players that we have to continue, like most people do, we have to continue to coach and develop and get better in a hurry because we're going to need them, especially when we restart Big Ten play. But right now, depth is the biggest concern.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Again, in order to ask an audio question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yep, thank you, guys. Take care.